With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The all clear has been given after a bomb threat at the Kennedy Center in Washington.
The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts was evacuated following a bomb threat called in Thursday. A spokesperson for the Kennedy Center says the threat targeted Shin Yun, the famous dance group slated to open its 2025 performances Thursday. Metropolitan D.C. Police and U.S. Park Police investigated. The center was evacuated and there were no injuries. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Meanwhile, Israeli police reported a series of explosions on three buses in central Israel in a terror attack. Bomb disposal searched buses and trains nationwide for additional bombs. Israel's military says one of the four bodies handed over by terror group Hamas Thursday was not a hostage. The bodies released included two brothers who were kidnapped at the ages of 4 and 9 months old. Another was supposed to be the children's mother, but forensic analysis confirmed it was not. The Israel Defense Forces say this is a very serious violation by the terrorist group. The hostages were kidnapped on October 7, 2023, during the Hamas attack on Israel. Also at SRNnews.com, a rift between the U.S. and Ukraine.
President Trump blasted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky,
a dictator without elections,
at a business conference in Miami, saying
the only thing he was really good at was playing Joe Biden like a fiddle. He played him like a fiddle.
The leaders of Germany and the UK, among those jumping to Zelensky's defense, Prime Minister Keir Starmer noting Britain suspended elections during World War II, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz calling it wrong and dangerous to deny Zelensky's democratic legitimacy. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The White House is marking 1 month since President Trump returned to office. White House Deputy Chief of Staff said he's gotten more than 8 years' worth of stuff done in 30 days. This is SRN News. Two more transgender bills under consideration in Colorado.
Democratic lawmakers have introduced a measure that would punish an individual if he refuses to use the preferred pronouns of a person who is living as the opposite sex. They've also put out legislation that would force coroners and medical examiners to list a deceased person's gender identity on the death certificate, not their actual biological sex. Colorado is one of the most liberal states in the nation, and a number of its LGBT laws have been challenged in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump signs an executive order that aims to help people hoping to expand their families through in vitro fertilization by reducing cost for the procedure. The costs can now range from $12,000 to $25,000 per cycle. Some pro-life advocates oppose IVF because the procedure can involve the destruction of human embryos. This is SRN News. Slightly more Americans applied for jobless benefits last week.
The numbers from the Labor Department show layoffs remain in the same recent healthy range. Weekly applications for benefits are considered a proxy for layoffs. Some analysts are expecting layoffs ordered by the Department of Government Efficiency will show up in the report in the next few weeks. While layoffs remain low by historical standards, some high-profile companies, including Starbucks and Southwest Airlines, have already announced job cuts this year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Millions are dealing with extreme cold weather from the plains to the southeast. Parts of the East Coast were hit with massive amounts of snow Wednesday, and treacherous travel conditions remain an issue. Most of the snow came down in Virginia and North Carolina, where more than a foot fell in some areas. In Kentucky, snowfall is causing issues for recovery efforts after deadly flooding hit the state last weekend. More details at SRNnews.com.